Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Heartland Baptist Fellowship's Sunday evening service. My name is Jamie Davis. And I want to take us to the book of Ezra in chapter 9, and we'll have a few verses in chapter 10 here in a little bit. But let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get this started. Dear Lord, thank you for the songs that we just sang. Lord, thank you for everybody that's here tonight. Be with all those that aren't. And I pray that that more would come, and that we can encourage people to do that, to come and join us in prayer for our church body and all those that need prayer. And just thank you for this opportunity to be here this evening, Lord. And I pray that someone is touched by the word that you've given me tonight. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so in Ezra chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "And now for a little space grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage." Ezra 9:8. So at this time, the Jews had been in bondage for over 70 years in Babylon. And God had promised that he would judge the Babylonians for destroying his temple and the nation of Judah. But God fulfilled his promise, and Babylon fell to Persia. And the Persian kings allowed the Jews to return to their country and start rebuilding the walls in the temple. The Jews, however, got discouraged in their work of rebuilding due to the opposition of the surrounding peoples and the toughness of the work. Ezra came on the scene and told the people not to waste this opportunity that God had given them to rebuild their country. He said that God had given them the space of grace, a little relief from their bondage. So I have a sports analogy here. It's much like a free throw in basketball. And in basketball, the referee will stop the game or stop the other team from trying to challenge you and allow you to take your time and shoot the ball with no interference in a free throw. It's a shame when somebody plays hard against the other team to make a basket and fouls are committed, but they miss all their free throws and their chances to make a shot with nobody guarding them. We've all seen basketball games where it comes down to the last few minutes of a game and fouls are being committed, and the team that's making their shots is the team that wins usually. And throughout the game, all the shots that are missed tend to add up in a bad way. So God is giving Israel, or the Jews, a chance to go back to Israel and get a free throw and try to get this shot right. So how can we be sure that we don't waste the grace and the mercy that God gives to us, our country, and our family? Elijah told the people to restore their worship in Ezra 9, verse 9. And it says, "For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem." If we have fallen away from our Bible reading, our prayer time, our church attendance, then we need to restore our worship and start doing these things again. It can be hard because we're out of practice. But God gives us many free throws in life, and we need to take advantage of them. I have gotten to take many free throws. Ezra also told the people, the Jews, to repair all the wreckage. The temple was in shambles. You might think that parts of your life can be a wreck, but God is giving us a chance to pick up the pieces and start rebuilding your friendships, your family, your relationships, and any ministry service that you may have been in. There's never a wreck too big for God to repair. Ezra told them to rebuild the wall and to basically clean up. And it's good to clean your life up. But if you're going to stay clean, then you will have to start building walls. Our country is currently in this position now. We as a country must stop doing those things that lead us away from God. Those things that make our country morally corrupt must be done away with. Ezra declared that they had to reject the world in Ezra 9, verse 12, because they had married people that believed in wicked gods, and it was causing them to worship those gods, and they also sought after their peace and their wealth. So Ezra 9, verse 12 says, Now therefore, give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And I like what it says here. Basically, we need to stop doing the things that God has asked us to not do, so that we can be strong and leave an inheritance for our children and eat of the good land. Some of the things that come at us throughout the week, throughout our work weeks, throughout our lives, people try to get you to give up your standards or your convictions. But no job is worth losing God's presence and blessing. No amount of money is worth skipping church. There are friends who tell you to give up those standards and convictions in order to have peace with them, but it never works out that way. So I would encourage everybody here to keep your convictions, keep your church activities, keep your walk with God, and reject the world. Lastly, he told them to reinstate the word again. In Ezra 10, verses 1 through 5, which says, Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Verse 3. Now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth to thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage, and do it. Verse 5. Then arose Ezra, and made the chief priests, and the Levites, and all Israel, to swear that they should do according to this word. And they swear. Our job is to evangelize and to preach the gospel and to go all over the world doing that. But we also need to take care of things at home. We need to take care of our neighbors and make sure that they know who Jesus is, and make sure that we lead an example or be an example to people of what it means to walk in a godly way. So, if you want to be good at free throws, like we were talking about earlier, you got to do things decently in an order. There's a rhythm to them. Just like reading the Bible, you do it every day. You get up every morning, you read. You read before you go to bed. And you pray throughout the day. And we need to continue to do those things. And we need to start living the way the Bible says as a country. And make the Bible the playbook, as in a basketball team needing plays to score points. If it says to live a certain way, then live it. If it says to talk a certain way, then say it. Believe God's word from cover to cover and read it then, and then apply it every day. God has given us all many free throws, and we need to make sure that we take advantage of each and every shot given to us to bring glory to God through the Great Commission. Dear Lord, thank you for the words of Ezra. Thank you for giving us free throws and allowing us to reset and allowing us to learn to do things your way. Lord, when we mess up and your mercy allows us another opportunity at another free throw, help us to take advantage of it and continue to practice and to study to show ourselves approved. And I thank you for this opportunity. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, I am now going to stop.